Well, in this service, we're going to take a look at one of the challenges we face in life, that when we have challenges, we tend to think that God is no longer with us. And that is just not true. And we want to take a look at the kind of promises that God does make that we can trust in our greatest moments of challenge. So every one of us is going to face a challenge in life, inevitably, or have or will, where we think that God is no longer with us because we are going through that challenge. And the reason that we think that is because we believe this false promise that God's presence in our life is conditional, that we have to act a certain way or believe certain things or say the right things or do the right things, and then God will be with us. But that's not how God works. That's actually a lot more like what we think about, like Santa Claus works. Like, if we're naughty, then we don't get gifts. If we're good, then we get gifts. But that's not at all how God actually works, or not at all the kind of promise that God makes for us. Now, we tend to believe this because we have these ideas about God or who God is, and then we think that God is like I've said before, a divine guidance counselor or a cosmic butler or a genie that is just gonna do what we want when we want it, and that's not how God is. And this is really important for us, especially when we're going through the greatest challenges of our lives. A lot of people call those the dark night of the soul. A lot of people also think about that as the valley of the shadow of death, or the darkest valley. And when we're in those moments, we tend to think that God has abandoned us because we're going through those moments. Because it works something like this. You either do something or don't do something that causes you to go to the challenge. Or some people find themselves in the midst of these challenges to no fault of their own, especially kind of medical situations where maybe somebody gets cancer or they get an autoimmune disease and it's just simply not their responsibility. But we find ourselves in these darkest moments, in the lowest of the low, and we think God has abandoned us. Or we think that we have done something so bad, or we have believed the wrong thing, or done the wrong things, and it's the punishment for our beliefs or our activities is that we're in this place. But that is not true at all, because God's presence in our life is not conditional. God's presence in our life is unconditional. I mean, there's nothing that we can do to get to God to love us more, nothing we can do to get to God to love us less. And the same thing's true. There's nothing that we can do to get God to be with us. There's nothing we can do to get God to leave us. There's nothing we can do that is going to cause God to leave us or abandon us no matter what, but especially so when we're in our challenging moments of life. Now, we need to be reminded of this because it's so easy to believe those false promises that if we're bad, God is going to abandon us. Or conversely, that we're good and God's gonna be with us. That's that sense that we can do things to get God's favor, to do things to get God's presence in our lives. And that's just something that is not true and something we don't wanna believe. Because if we believe that, it means that when we do bad things or when bad things happen, we think God could abandon us. And we don't wanna have that belief in our lives. Now, when we hear that, the darkest night, many of us think of that most famous passage of Psalm 23. Now, in that psalm, the psalm writer, King David, reminds us that God is with us when we are in the valley, and that because of that, we should not fear anything because God's rod and his staff are present to us. Now, that psalm is a beautiful one, and we hear it oftentimes at funerals because it reminds us of God's enduring presence. But it also can serve as a reminder to us about the fact that God is with us at all moments of life, that God is with us when we're in the valley, when we're going down the valley, when we're coming up the valley, and God is also with us when we're in the mountaintops. Remember, Psalm 23 begins with an exclamation and an exploration that God is with us when we lay down, when we go beside still waters. Now, remember that God doesn't cause some of those things, that God's specific will for us is not in the specificity of our day-to-day, but that general plan of God's unfolding of a future and God's promise of love. And when we remember that, it can help us make our way through the most difficult times because we can remember that God is with us absolutely and no matter what. That God is present in our lives. And that's the promise that Jesus made as well. Jesus made this promise, and that's why we should believe in it, because the promises that Jesus makes are trustworthy. The specific promise that Jesus made is that he was going to be with us to the very end of the age. Meaning that God is going to be with us no matter what we are going through in this life, because Jesus is with us. Jesus also made another promise to us, which was that he was going to send God's Spirit to be with us and to give us comfort in our daily lives. Now, that's the promise of the Holy Spirit, which we believe God fulfilled, and that God's Spirit is with us, that God is present to us. And we understand that that is one of the foundations of what it means for God to be with us at all times. But it is also true that all of this is really easy to forget or really easy to set aside because there are so many things in life that seem to prompt us to continue to believe that God is not with us all the time or that God's presence is conditional. But that's just not true. And we need to cling to that hope and we need to cling to these real promises at all times. When we're in the highest of highs, remembering that we did not cause that, but that God is still with us, or when we're in the lowest of lows, and that we did not cause those things in many cases. And if we did cause ourselves to get in the lowest of lows, God is still with us there. Because there are so many things that, and so many false promises that we tend to believe about these things, we need to cling to the truth that God is present to us always. Now, because there are so many different ways and so many different voices that are telling us that God isn't with us, I want to introduce you or reintroduce you to a poem that might help you remember this. Now, I got to confess to you that this poem used to be something that I dismissed. I kind of thought it as like a Jesus junk thing, a little trinket that you could buy at a Christian bookstore. Like that was a thing before Amazon, by the way. So anyways, there's this poem. It's called Footprints in the Sand. And I believe that this poem can help us articulate and remind us of what this looks like, that God is with us no matter what. Now, the author of this is unknown, although someone tried to make a claim on the authorship, I think to make a buck or two. But the sentiment here is, I think, one that can stay with us and help us remember that God's presence is unconditional. And I want to share this poem with you because I believe that it can give us an image and a metaphor and a sense of what it means for God to be with us at all times. So here's what that poem is. One night I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each, I noticed that there were footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were two sets of footprints, other times there was only one. During the low periods of my life, I could see only one set of footprints. So I said, "You promised me, Lord, that you would walk with me always. Why, when I have needed you most, have you not been there with me?" The Lord replied, "The times when you have seen only one set of footprints, my child, those are the times that I carried you." We are tempted to believe that God is not with us in the worst of times. But in fact, God is with us in the hardest of times of life. And what we can believe and trust in is that not only is God with us, but God is the one who sustains us as we go through those times of life, that God carries us through those moments. Let's believe that promise, that God is with us and God will never leave us and God's present in our lives. Let's pray. God, we thank you that your presence in our lives is not conditional, that you are present with us, that you are part of our lives in life's most challenging moments and in the good moments of life as well. God, we thank you that there's nothing that we can do to get you to be present to us, and that there's nothing we can do that'll get you to leave us. God, we thank you that you're faithful to the promise that you made through Jesus, that you will be with us, and that your Spirit is present in our lives. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen.